You're listening to an audio recording created by Jason Crow. This audiobook is a conversion of the story called Brad and Jesse, written by Alex Hawk. This recording is brought to you for free, so if you paid for it, you were ripped off. Sorry about that. Both text and this recording are protected by copyright laws, so please respect that. You can distribute it if you want to, but please be kind enough to make references to where you got it and who wrote it. Check out the website jasoncrow.eu for more information and stories. And now, let's start with the story.
Brad and Jesse, a story written by Alex Hawk. Chapter 1. Cool party, huh, Brad? Jesse asked me over the noise. Yeah, I said back and took a sip of my beer. I'd met Jesse through a mutual friend back a couple months ago. We'd never spent any real time talking with each other or anything like that. But you know how once you meet someone you sometimes run into them everywhere after that? Yeah, it was kind of like that. Casual acquaintances. Now we were both at an end-of-summer party, and were spending time hanging out with each other, since we didn't really know anyone else. Jesse and I were getting along pretty well. We actually had a fair amount in common. We were both blonde, we were both skaters, we were both into a lot of the same music, and we even had the same taste in girls. Plus we were almost the same age. He was 15 and I was 14. Currently, the two of us were out on the patio at the house of the party host. There were a bunch of other kids running around, most in various stages of drunk. Like Jesse, I'd only had two beers, and I at least planned to keep it that way. I'd been drunk before and I didn't much care for it. At one point as we were talking, a very hot girl walked by and Jesse said to me, "Damn, now that's fine." I nodded in agreement, and then turned bright red as the girl turned and looked at us. She smiled and walked over. "You're not too bad yourself," she said to Jesse. Then she looked at me. "You his brother?" I laughed a little. "No, but other people have thought so too." She introduced herself as Mandy. She went to the same school I did, and like me was 14. She got between us, leaning up against the same railing as we were. The three of us stood there talking for a bit, with both Jesse and I flirting with her. Well, trying to, anyhow. After about 20 minutes of conversation, Mandy put one of her arms around my waist and leaned over, giving me a kiss on the mouth. Then she turned around and did the same thing to Jesse. "I got an idea, boys," she said. "Well, so far I like the way you think," Jesse said with a little grin. Smiling back, she said, "Come with me." She took our hands and led us into the house. Jesse and I both traded faintly nervous grins with each other, since we had no idea what Mandy had in mind. Mandy eventually led us upstairs to a bedroom. I couldn't keep a stupid grin off my face as we walked inside, and she shut and locked the door behind us. Grinning widely, she turned around and said, "So you boys ever share a girl before?" I glanced over at Jesse and shook my head as he did the same. "Oh good, then this will be your first time. I really love threesomes," she said, and without any further preamble started to get undressed. Once she was fully nude and looking really, really good, she looked at us. "Well, hard to fuck me if you're still dressed," she said, pushing past us and laying down on the bed. Now I wasn't a virgin, and as far as I knew, neither was Jesse. I loved sex, even though I'd only had it a few times and only with one girl. I wasn't too sure I was into the idea of having sex with a girl Jesse was also going to be having sex with. On the other hand, I hadn't been laid all summer, so before I was even really aware of what I was doing, I started getting undressed. Jesse followed suit, and within a couple moments all three of us were naked and laying on the bed together. "God, we all look 12, Mandy said, looking at each of our genitals. All of us had shaved pubes. "Well, parts of you look lots older than 12, Jesse said with a smirk, looking at Mandy's breasts. "True," she admitted. "You too." She reached down and took both our penises in her hands and started stroking them and kissing us. It was a weird situation for me. I'd seen other guys naked, of course, but I'd never seen another guy hard, much less getting it on with the same girl I was fooling around with. My eyes kept being drawn to Jesse's penis, which was just a little bit longer than my own. Then I lost view of Jesse's penis as he moved down and got his face between Mandy's legs. He began licking everything in sight. This inspired me to lean down and start sucking on one of Mandy's breasts while one of my hands moved down between her legs. I rubbed at her clitoris while Jesse's tongue worked its magic on her vagina. Mandy squirmed with pleasure at our efforts. I moved up from her breasts and started kissing her mouth, vaguely aware of Jesse moving around. I turned my head in time to watch as he got up onto his knees, took his 15-year-old penis in his hand and slowly pushed it down into Mandy's 14-year-old vagina. "Oh God, yes," she moaned. As Jesse pushed all the way into her, his bare pubes pressed my fingers against her clit. It was pretty cool. And from the way Mandy moaned every time it happened, I was guessing she liked it a lot, too. Once Jesse started to fuck a little faster, I became aware that with each thrust, my fingertips were touching the base of his penis. That was a little strange, but also kind of exciting, for reasons I couldn't make clear to myself. At one point in his rather enthusiastic intercourse, Jesse pulled back a little too far, his penis sliding completely out of Mandy's vagina. He tried getting it back in without using his hands, but wasn't making any progress. Completely without thought, I reached out and took hold of his penis. I lined it up and he sank back inside Mandy's vagina. Looking up at me, he grinned a little. "Thanks, bro." "No problem," I said softly as I watched him start fucking again. Part of my mind was reeling over the fact that I'd just touched another guy's penis, but I figured it wasn't a big deal. I mean, I was helping him get it back into a girl, so it wasn't like it was a gay thing or anything like that. Eventually, Jesse's thrusts got him where he wanted to be, and he pushed deep and hard into Mandy as he began coming, trapping my fingers hard against her clitoris. She howled with delight as Jesse's sperm fired into her vagina. Once Jesse was done coming, he pulled out of Mandy, his penis shiny with moisture, and a little string of sperm stretching from the tip to inside her vagina. It snapped as he sat back on his knees and grinned. "Your turn," he said to me. "Cool." I got between Mandy's legs as Jesse moved aside. I lined up my 14-year-old penis and slid easily into her 14-year-old vagina, moaning a little as I penetrated my second girl. God, it felt nice inside her and very different without a condom. I'd always used them with my girlfriend, but since Jesse had gone bareback with Mandy, I figured I could too. "Pretty sweet, huh, dude?" Jesse said, grinning at me. "Oh yeah," I said back as I started moving. It was pretty incredible, and as I fucked Mandy, one part of my brain realized that Jesse's sperm was inside her, around my penis as I screwed. That sent a little thrill through my young body. I closed my eyes and started fucking faster and faster, and then, to my annoyance, I slid out. I opened my eyes and looked down, getting ready to try and get back in, but then Jesse reached out and took hold of my penis, lining me back up with Mandy's vagina. "Just returning the favor," he said with a smile. "Cool, thanks, bro," I said as I pushed back inside Mandy. "Ah, that's nice." Looking up at me, Mandy asked, "This isn't your first time, is it?" I shook my head. "My first time without a condom, though." "Oh, okay. Well, enjoy." "I am," I said and started fucking her faster, being careful not to slip out again. It was nice to know Jesse would be there to help me get it back in if I did, but I didn't want him to have to. After only about 3 more minutes of blissful intercourse, I added my sperm to Jesse's, enjoying what was probably the best orgasm I'd ever had in my life. It was the first time I'd ever actually shot my boys into a girl's vagina, and after doing so, I knew that sex with a condom would never again be enough for me. Once I was done coming, Jesse pushed me aside and got back on top of Mandy, sliding his penis back into that glorious tunnel mine had just left. I got down on the bed next to Mandy and started kissing her as Jesse began to fuck. I moved my face down and started licking and sucking on Mandy's nipples as she reached out and started playing with my penis. I grinned and kissed her mouth, and then laid back a little to watch Jesse fuck. I'd never seen anyone having sex before, and it was pretty cool seeing him doing it. "Enjoying the show?" he asked me at one point, winking as he did so. "Yeah," I admitted. "Cool." Once Jesse was done adding another blast of sperm to what was already inside Mandy's vagina, I got on top of her and fucked her until my sperm joined Jesse's. After that, the three of us collapsed onto the bed, spent and happy. We managed to lay there in afterglow for about 3 minutes before someone started knocking on the door, wanting to get their own sex. We got dressed, Mandy gave us her phone number, and we went back to the party in very, very happy moods. Chapter 2. A few days went by. Jesse and I spent a little time hanging out with each other, which was pretty cool. I guess sharing a girl during a threesome does something to bring guys closer, or something like that. Jesse and I were hanging out at a skate park together, mostly just trying to show off for some of the girls there. Neither of us was all that great, but we weren't bad either. As I watched Jesse, I heard my cell phone go off. The caller ID said it was Mandy. Feeling very anticipatory, I answered. "Hello. Hey, Brad. What's up?" She purred. "Not much. just hanging out with Jesse. Oh, really? Cool. Well, how would you two like to come over to my place? My penis went from soft to hard in about a tenth of a second. That might be workable, I said, waving frantically at Jesse. Good. I got some weed, so we can smoke a bit of that and then fuck our brains out. Sound fun? Oh, yes. Where do you live? I quickly wrote down her address, thankful that it was only about a half a mile away, and then hung up as Jesse finally walked over. What's up, bro? Mandy just called. She wants us to come to her place, smoke weed and screw. Yeah, he said, grinning. Cool. Well, I told her no, I said straight-faced. What? Joking, dude. I'm not that stupid. Jesse threatened to hit me with his skateboard and laughed. Don't make jokes about me not getting sex. Okay, I promise, I said, laughing along with him. This is gonna rock, he said as we hopped on our boards and started towards Mandy's place. Yeah, you know, there's only one problem with us both doing her. What? You're the only guy I can't lie to about the size of my dick. Jesse laughed. Yeah, well, you're one of two I can't lie to then. Two. Who's the other? He shrugged. Some boy at a party. I let him give me a blowjob. Oh. We skated along in silence for a bit, then I said, that sounds pretty cool, I guess. It felt real good, that's for sure. Okay. We rode in silence from there, my brain being consumed with images of Jesse getting blown by another guy. It was a weird image, but not an unpleasant one. I like getting sucked, sure, but that did sound a little weird to me. It took us about 15 minutes to get Mandy's house. It was a modest little split-level home. Nothing big. We skated up the driveway, and then walked up to the door where Jesse knocked. After a few moments, Mandy opened it, wearing a smile and nothing else. Well, hello, boys. Come on in. We followed her inside, both of us looking at her ass as she walked. She led us into the living room and gestured for us to sit down. She sat across from us and began rolling up a joint. Thanks for coming over, she said. I've been really horny all week. Glad we can be there to help, I said with a grin. That's a nice outfit you have on, added Jesse. You boys want to get naked too? She asked as she finished rolling the joint. Jesse and I looked at each other and shrugged. A few moments later we were both nude and taking hits off Mandy's joint. God, you both look so hot, she said, looking at our naked bodies. Thanks, I said, taking a hit off the joint. I found my eyes drawn to Jesse's stiff penis. I couldn't believe he'd let another guy suck on it. I wondered what that was like for him, and what it was like for the guy. I also wondered if Jesse had been able to come while the other boy was blowing him, and if he'd done it in the other boy's mouth. Mandy came over and sat down between us, stroking each of our penises as she began kissing us. First Jesse and then me. I moved one my hands down between her legs and began rubbing at her vagina as Jesse started sucking on one of her breasts. After a couple minutes, Mandy leaned her head down and started sucking on Jesse's penis. Visions of him getting blown by a boy at a party flashed through my head as I moved down between Mandy's legs and began licking her vagina and clitoris. MMM, she said, lifting her head off Jesse's penis. Keep doing that, Brad. I nodded and kept oralizing her as she resumed blowing Jesse. I wondered if she was going to get him off that way, and if he'd wind up coming in her mouth. That sent my mind back to wondering about him and the boy who had blown him. I kept licking Mandy until my mating desire overwhelmed me. I lifted my body up, spread her legs a little farther, got into position and started to slide my penis into her vagina. Once I was all the way in, I started fucking her with a slow and easy rhythm. Jesse made eye contact with me. He grinned and gave a little thumbs up. Pussy's nice, huh? Fuck yeah. MMMM. Not that mouths are bad, he said, kissing Mandy as she kept blowing him. She lifted her head up. Since he's fucking my pussy, you wanna fuck my face? Sure. Jesse moved around and straddled her body. He guided his penis into her mouth and started moving back and forth, his firm, round, bare ass only a few inches from my face. It wasn't a view I expected to get, but it wasn't too bad. A couple minutes of this went by, and then I said, Hey, Jesse, wanna fuck something else for a bit? Yeah. I pulled back, sliding out of Mandy and getting up onto the couch next to her. Jesse got between her legs and began kissing her breasts, one hand on each side of her body. As he did this, I could see he was trying to get his penis inside her without using his hands. Eventually he must have figured out that wasn't going to work because he looked at me and said, Hey bro, can you help me get in? Sure. Not really thinking anything of it at this point, I reached down and took hold of Jesse's penis, lining it up with Mandy's vagina. As he began to slide in, I kept hold until he was all the way inside, and just my thumb and index finger were circling the base of his penis. Finally, I let go and sat back to make out with Mandy as Jesse fucked her. While Mandy and I were kissing, Jesse, as he fucked, leaned his head down and started kissing Mandy too. Soon all three of us were Frenching. I knew a couple of times it was his tongue brushing on mine and not hers, but I didn't really care. I was too overwhelmed by weed and hormones to worry about it. Then Mandy moved her head back, and I found myself kissing Jesse solo. Our tongues twirled against each other and our lips met as Mandy said, "Now that's hot." "It is," Jesse asked, pulling away. "Yeah, I've always wanted to see two hot boys kissing." "Then watch this." Jesse then put a hand on the back of my head, closed his eyes, and pulled my face to his. Our mouths met and opened, as our tongues started rubbing against each other. I closed my eyes and lost myself in the pleasure. One part of me thought it was kind of gay, but the rest said, "Hey, how gay can it be when you're doing it with a girl at the same time?" "You're a pretty good kisser," Jesse said with a giggle after we were done. "Yeah, you too." Jesse then began fucking Mandy faster and faster, then with a gasp said, "Oh, I'm gonna come," and pressed hard against her, firing his sperm into her vagina. As soon as Jesse was done coming, he pulled out and I took his place, eagerly sinking my penis back into Mandy's vagina. I started fucking her reasonably quickly, wanting to come soon. "Brad," she whispered. "Yeah, kiss Jesse some more." "Okay." I looked over at Jesse, who moved closer. We locked lips again as I kept fucking. "Oh God, that's hot," moaned Mandy. Oh God." Then she arched her back and let out a loud howl, her vagina contracting hard around my penis as she did so. It didn't take much to guess she was coming, which was good, because I was starting my own orgasm at that point and wasn't able to do much thinking. Once I was done unloading my sperm into Mandy's still spasming vagina, I pulled out and flopped down onto the couch next to her. Jesse and I traded one last small kiss, and then the three of us laid back, blissed out of our minds on pleasure and weed. "You two are so fucking sexy," Mandy said, kissing us both once we all had our breath back. "Thanks," Jesse said with a cocky grin. She patted each of our thighs. "Follow me." She stood up and walked out of the room. Jesse and I, still nude and still mostly erect, followed her. Mandy led us into a small room with a nice, big hot tub in the middle. She turned on some lights in the bubbles and said, "Get cozy, boys. I'm going to clean up for a bit, and then I'll be back for some more fun." "Sounds good," I said, sinking down into the water. Jesse gave Mandy one last kiss, and then came over and got into the water next to me. We both watched as she walked away. "So this is all pretty cool, huh?" he said. "Yeah, it's nice to have a girl that will let us both bang her." "Yeah." He dunked himself down under the water for a moment, then surfaced, pulling his wet hair back out of his eyes. He laid back, then, water dripping off his upper body. I thought it looked pretty hot, so I did the same thing. "So how many girls have you fucked?" I asked Jesse. 4, including Mandy." "You?" "Just 2, including her." "Cool. When was your first time?" "Last year when I was 13. "Girlfriend." "You?" Shrugging, he said, "I was 11. My eyes widened. 11? "Yeah. Older woman. My babysitter, actually. She was 30 and I guess she liked boys my age." "Oh." I digested this for a bit. "What was it like? You know, losing it when you're only 11? Shrugging again, Jesse said, "Felt good. I really liked it." "You do it with her a lot?" He shook his head. "Only a few times." "Oh, who were the other girls?" "Well, one of course is Mandy." I nodded at that. "The others were a girl I was dating, and a girl I met at a party." "Same party where you got blown by that boy?" I asked. He shook his head again. "No, that was later." "Oh, okay." Curiosity forced me to ask, "Was that the only time you'd, you know, done anything with a guy?" Nodding, Jesse said, "Yeah. Well, you know, until we kissed and stuff." "Yeah, that was kind of weird." "Yeah, Mandy really got off on it, though. Did she come when you were fucking her?" "Oh, yes," I said with a big grin. "She really got off on watching us kiss." "Yeah, you cool with it if she wants us to do it again?" "Sure," I said with a shrug. "I mean, I'll do a lot for some pussy, and if it's turning her on to watch us make out, no big thing." Jesse laughed and said, "I wonder what she'd do if she walked in here and we were already making out with each other." "She'd probably come right then and there," I said with a laugh of my own. "Yeah." Jesse was quiet for a moment and then said, "Well, you want to? Make out?" "Yeah, just to see what she does." I shrugged and said, "Sure, I guess." Jesse moved towards me and put an arm around my shoulders. He slowly leaned his face forward. I leaned mine forward to meet his, and we started kissing. At first our mouths were closed and our eyes were open, but pretty quickly our mouths opened and our eyes closed as we relaxed and started to get into it. As we kissed, I moved one of my hands up to Jesse's neck, and then slowly moved it down to his chest. I felt one of his stiff nipples under my palm, and began circling it slowly with the tips of my fingers. Abruptly, Jesse moved my hand aside and straddled me at the waist, grinding his stiff penis against mine as we made out. I put one hand on his back and found the other moving down to cup his ass. Then my other hand joined the one on Jesse's ass, and I gripped him tight as he continued to grind against me. "Oh well now," Mandy said, walking into the room, still gloriously naked. "What have we here? You sure you boys aren't bi?" Breaking the kiss, Jesse said, "We're whatever you want," then went back to kissing me. "Oh really?" Mandy sat down on the edge of the hot tub, across from us. She moved her hand down between her legs and began rubbing, saying, "Then keep doing that for a bit." "Okay," I said around Jesse's tongue. I kept my hands on Jesse's ass while he kept grinding his penis against mine. It felt unlike anything I'd experienced before. Definitely not as good as fucking Mandy or my girlfriend. Not even as good as a handjob, really, but it still felt pretty damn nice. "Hey," Mandy said after a moment. She stood up and laid down a towel. "Lay down on this and keep going at it." We got out of the hot tub. I laid down on my back on the towel. Jesse laid mostly on top of me, and we started kissing again, one my hands rubbing at his ass as the other rubbed at the back of his head. Mandy came over towards us and said, "Hold Brad's dick up, Jesse." Jesse reached down without breaking our kiss, and took my penis in his hand. He gave it a couple little strokes, and then pointed it straight up. "Perfect," Mandy said as she straddled my waist and lowered her warm, tight vagina down around my teenage penis. As Mandy rode me, I reached up to cup one of her small, firm breasts. In the back of my mind, I kept thinking it was kind of weird that I was making out with another boy while a girl was riding on my penis. On the other hand, she was riding on my penis, so what the hell did I care what else was going on? "Pretty awesome, eh, bro?" Jesse asked between kisses. "Fuck yeah," I replied back. Even though I'd come only a little bit ago, I knew it wasn't going to be too long before the combination of Jesse's kissing and Mandy's vagina pushed me over the edge into another orgasm. Sure enough, after only about 5 minutes of intercourse, I found myself pushing hard up into Mandy as my sperm released into her body. Once I was done coming, I lay there twitching for a few seconds. Jesse gave me a couple last kisses, and then sat back on his knees. "It's cool kissing you when you're coming." "Thanks," I said with a ragged grin. Mandy got off me, my penis slapping against my stomach as she rose off and came down to lay on the towel next to me. She gave me a little hug and a kiss, then leaned over to kiss Jesse. "You boys rock," she said, smiling. "How about you let me rock my cock?" Jesse suggested, looking towards Mandy's vagina. She laughed. "Okay, Jesse." She spread her legs wide. Jesse got on top and looked at me. Without even needing to be told to, I took hold of his penis and placed it at the entrance to Mandy's vagina. He gave a push with his hips and slid down into her until only my finger and thumb were left circling his erection, just like the last time I'd helped get him into her. "Thanks, dude," Jesse said, leaning over to kiss me. "Hey, keep your hand there for a bit, okay?" "Okay." I kept my finger and thumb circled around Jesse's penis as he started to fuck Mandy. It was kind of cool feeling it move back and forth in my grip as he slid it in and out of Mandy's vagina. Oh, that feels great," Jesse said, looking over at me. Yeah, I'll do it for you next time, okay?" "Okay. Can you keep it there until I come?" he asked, moving a little faster. "Yeah, sure, dude." "Cool." Jesse started kissing me again as he fucked Mandy with me circling his penis. From the look on his face, he must have absolutely been in heaven. Turned out I wasn't going to have to worry about holding him until he came, because after only 2 minutes of fucking Mandy, his penis began to buck and twitch, and I actually felt him starting to come in her. It was really weird, but also pretty damn cool. When Jesse finished coming, we all kissed, and the three of us laid on Mandy's floor for a little bit until she said her parents were going to be home soon. We both kissed her a couple more times and each other. She gave us each a bit of her weed, and the two of us got dressed and headed back to our respective homes. Now I couldn't speak for Jesse, but for myself as I skated home, I found my mind was really spinning with everything that had gone on. I mean, of course, I was 14, so I thought about the sex an awful lot, but I couldn't help but thinking about the fact that I'd done some pretty gay stuff with Jesse. On the other hand, since we were having sex with a girl at the time, and doing it in order to turn her on, I guessed it probably wasn't really gay after all. Still felt pretty gay, though. Chapter 3. About a week went by. Jesse and I saw each other a couple times, and one night he even crashed at my home. We talked about Mandy a little bit, but neither of us made mention of what we'd done with each other. One Thursday morning, I was hanging out at Jesse's place. We were gearing up and getting ready for a day's skating when my cell phone rang. I looked at the caller ID, and then looked up at Jesse. "I don't think we'll be skating right away," I said. "Oh!" I opened the phone. "Hi, Mandy," I said as Jesse got your basic shit-eating grin on his face. "Hey, lover. You near Jesse?" "Yeah, I'm at his house." "Cool. You two wanna get laid? Wanna go fuck her?" I asked Jesse. "Of course," he said, staring at me with a well-duh look on his face. "We're in," I said to Mandy. "Cool. You're at Jesse's place now." "Yeah. You guys alone?" "Yeah. How about I come over there?" I looked at Jesse. "She wants to come over here." "Cool. Give her my address." I gave it to Mandy. "Cool. I'm only about 15 minutes away. See you both then." "Okay." I hung up the phone. "She's on the way." "Cool." He grabbed at his crotch. "I'd hope to get some today." I laughed. "Like every day, right?" "Right." We high-fived each other, and as we did, Jesse sniffed under his arms. "Fuck. I need a shower. You." "Ah." I took a sniff. Couldn't hurt. I hadn't planned on fucking today after all. "Yeah. You always hope, but you never know for sure, right?" "Right. Well," he said with a shrug. "I'm going to get a shower. You want to take one too?" "Yeah, I guess I should." He looked at his watch. "How far away is she?" I shrugged. "I dunno exactly. She said she'd be here in about 15 minutes. "Huh. We might not both have time for showers, then." Now he shrugged. "You want to just take one together? Fuck, it's not like we haven't seen each other naked or anything." "Yeah, sure, that'd be cool, I guess." "Cool." Jesse quickly stripped. I followed suit and walked to his bathroom with him, aware that both of us were erect. He turned on the shower and looked back at me. "What, my ass is that nice you're getting hard over it?" "If that's the case, mine must be nice too," I said, gesturing towards his stiff penis. Jesse laughed. "Yeah, either that or we're both fags." Laughing a little myself, I said, "Yeah, well, considering the only other times we've seen each other naked it's 'cause we're about to fuck Mandy, I guess that's why our bodies are acting like this." "Makes sense," Jesse said as he got into the shower. "Either that, or you want to make out with me again." "Yeah, right," I said, joining him under the water. We both got wet and soapy. As we moved around to be under the water, our hard penises brushed against each other's naked bodies. It was something of a turn-on, and I was getting more and more horny with each second. After a few minutes, once we were both rinsed off, Jesse said, "Hey, you want to try something?" "What?" "Soap yourself up again." He took the bar of soap and lathered up his crotch. Taking the soap from him, I did the same, and then said, "Now what? Come here." He held out his arms. I took a couple steps towards Jesse. He wrapped his arms around my nude body and started pressing his stiff penis against mine. It was very different from what we'd done before, largely due to the soap acting as lube. "Oh, that's pretty cool," I said, putting my arms around him. "Yeah, I thought it might be." Moving his hands down to cup my ass, Jesse said, "Just imagine how horny Mandy would get seeing us like this." "Fuck yeah," I said, laughing. "We'd have to be kissing too," thought, "to really get her off." "Yeah." Jesse leaned his face down towards mine, and our lips met. Soon we were kissing each other just as much as we had been when we were with Mandy. The only differences were the soap and the lack of her. I moved my hands down to Jesse's ass, cupping it as we ground against each other and kissed. It was just as hot as it was with Mandy, only in a different way. I found myself really enjoying it, though. "Hey, Brad," Jesse said after a moment, pulling his face away from mine. "Yeah." He reached down and took hold of my penis. "Don't let me forget that I gotta hold this when you fuck Mandy next. You know, so you can feel it like I did when you held mine last time." "You mean like this?" I asked, circling his penis with my thumb and index finger. "Yeah, okay." He leaned down again and we started kissing once more, only this time we had a hand each on each other's ass and a hand each on each other's penis, both of us stroking slowly. This was moving rather rapidly into the realm of being really, really gay, but I wasn't caring too much. It felt good, and that was all that really mattered to my 14-year-old body. "You like this?" Jesse asked as water beat down onto our smooth, naked bodies. Yeah, I whispered back. Do you? Yeah. We kissed some more, continuing to masturbate each other. My eyes then fell onto my watch, waterproof, thank goodness. Jesse. Yeah, bro. He asked, still kissing me. I kissed him back a little, and then said, Mandy's going to be here any minute. We should probably get out and get dressed. Oh yeah, he chuckled a little. I almost forgot about Mandy. We kissed some more and kept stroking each other's penises, neither one of us showing any real sign of getting out of the shower. Finally, Jesse pulled away from me and said, So listen, Brad. Yeah, he bit his lower lip. I kind of like doing this stuff with you. You know, even without Mandy involved. It's more fun with her, though. But, you know, like, don't tell anyone else about it, okay? I won't, I promised. I kind of like it, too. It feels good, you know? Yeah, and it's different. Definitely. Reaching out, Jesse took hold of my penis, stroking it slowly. It felt really good. Don't tell anyone else about this, either. Even Mandy. I'm sure Mandy already knows about my dick, I said with a laugh. Not about this part, she doesn't, Jesse said, and with that he dropped down to his knees, opened his mouth and wrapped it around my penis. My eyes went wide with shock, and then closed with pleasure as Jesse began moving his mouth and tongue along my penis. To say I was surprised was something of an understatement. The last thing I'd expected was a blowjob from Jesse. I quickly overcame my surprise, though. Jesse was giving me a really good blowjob. I'd had blowjobs from two girls before. The girlfriend I'd lost my virginity to, and a cousin back when I was 12. Jesse was better than either of them. God, it felt good. I stood there, leaning against the wall of the shower, the water beating down onto our nude bodies, feeling myself getting closer and closer to orgasm. Looking down, I saw Jesse's head moving back and forth along my penis, with his hand rapidly stroking his own penis. When I'd been blown before, I'd never been close to coming, but this time, oh God, Jesse, I'm gonna come. I moaned and put my hand on the back of Jesse's head as he blew me. Rather than pulling away, Jesse started moving faster and working his tongue more. I tried to hold back but couldn't and pushed my penis deep into Jesse's mouth as my sperm shot out. I was dimly aware of Jesse swallowing and of the sensation of something warm and wet spattering onto one of my legs as he started to come. As I slowly came down from my orgasmic high, I let my hand drop away from Jesse's head. He gave my penis one last lick, and then stood up. He pressed his nude body against mine and kissed me deep. I could taste my sperm on his mouth. It was weird, but cool. Did I do okay? Jesse asked, looking into my eyes. Weakly I nodded. Yeah, that's the best blowjob I've ever had. Cool. He looked down. Sorry I came on your leg. I shrugged. It's okay. I hugged and kissed him again. We need to get dressed, though. Yeah. He hugged and kissed me back, then got out of the shower. I washed Jesse's sperm off my leg, soaked myself completely under the water again, and then turned it off and joined Jesse outside the shower. He was brushing his teeth, I noticed with slight amusement. A few minutes later, we were both dressed and hanging out in Jesse's living room watching a cartoon as we waited for Mandy to arrive. Jesse seemed somewhat anxious about something, and it didn't take a lot to guess what it was. Brad. Yeah. Don't tell Mandy that I sucked you off, okay? I put an arm around him and half-hugged him. I won't, dude, don't worry. I mean, I'm not gay or anything like that, but I just wanted to see what it was like, you know? Ever since that one guy blew me, I'd been wondering. He seemed very nervous. I turned to face him. It's cool, Jesse. It felt good. I liked it. I'm not going to tell anyone. Then I put both arms around him and kissed him passionately. Just like I'm not going to tell anyone we've been making out and stuff. Cool. Jesse smiled and moved a bit of my hair out of my face. You're pretty hot, you know. Yeah, you too. He smiled again, and the next thing I knew, the two of us were making out once more. Just as we were really getting into it, the doorbell rang. We both jumped apart like we'd been shocked, and then kind of giggled at each other. We both stood up and walked to the front door where Jesse opened it to reveal Mandy. Hey, Mandy, Jesse said, giving her a little kiss. Hi, Jesse. Hi, Brad, she said, kissing me. Hey, sexy. She shut the door and locked it and said, So where's the bedroom? This way, my lady, Jesse said, leading the way. We went up to Jesse's bedroom. Once we got in there, I had a thought that perhaps instead of fooling around in the shower and getting clean, we should have spent our time cleaning his bedroom. It was a bit of a mess. Jesse must have been thinking the same thing, cause he said, Sorry about the mess. It's okay, Mandy said and started to undress. I'm here to get fucked, not to admire your bedroom. Cool, Jesse said. We started to undress, but stopped when Mandy said, Wait. What? I asked, looking at her with my shirt half off. Smiling a little, she said, Undress each other. We looked at each other and shrugged. I started, pulling Jesse's shirt off his body, then unbuttoning and unzipping his pants and lowering them and his underwear down to his ankles. I was aware of how close my face was to his stiff penis as I did that. Very nice, Mandy purred from the bed where she was busy fingering herself. Now you undress Brad, Jesse. With a gleam in his eye, Jesse started by kissing me. Then he pulled my shirt off and kissed me again and started moving down my body, kissing and sucking one of my nipples before he dropped down to his knees. Once there, he unbuttoned and unzipped my jeans and lowered them down, my erect penis popping up against my stomach. Unlike Jesse, I didn't wear underwear. Then he moved back up and wrapped his nude body around mine, kissing me passionately. Oh fuck, that's hot, Mandy said a little breathlessly. You think that's hot? Jesse asked her. Just wait until you see this. He started kissing me again, but this time wrapped his hand around my penis, masturbating me as we made out. Taking the hint, I returned the favor. Oh Jesus, that is hot, Mandy said with great enthusiasm. You want to see the hottest thing ever? Jesse asked her with a grin. Somewhat raggedly, Mandy chuckled and said, I don't know if I can handle anything hotter than this, but try me. Okay. Jesse dropped to his knees and, to my utter lack of surprise, wrapped his mouth around my penis. Oh! Oh God! Mandy practically howled. I saw her fingering faster and faster. I moaned a little and put my hand on the back of Jesse's head. Given how recently I'd come, and given that I really wanted to fuck the shit out of Mandy at this point, I didn't think he'd be able to get me off, but it still felt good having him blow me. After a couple minutes of sucking me off, Jesse stood up and kissed me, grinding our penises together. Then he looked over at Mandy. So how was that? That was oh. She closed her eyes and shuddered. From the look of pleasure on her face, it was pretty easy to guess it was orgasm time. The two of us stood there, arms around each other's nude bodies, hands on each other's asses, penises pressed together, and watched as Mandy finished coming. It was incredibly cool doing all this. Okay. Mandy managed to say after a couple moments. Okay, yeah, that was the hottest thing I've ever seen. Jesse laughed and separated from me. We walked together over to his bed, and each of us got onto one side of Mandy. I started kissing her as Jesse began rubbing at her breasts and sucking on one of her nipples. I moved my hand down towards Mandy's vagina and slid a finger inside. She kept kissing me and didn't seem to be overstimulated. I figured I could probably fuck her without any real problems, so I got on top of her and moved between her legs. Needing no prompting, Jesse took my penis in his hand and guided it to Mandy's vagina. I slowly slid it inside, until all of it except the part looped by Jesse's thumb and index finger was in Mandy. I started moving back and forth and moaned a little. Extra stimulation of Jesse's finger and thumb around my penis was something completely wonderful and unexpected. Like peanut butter with chocolate, it made a great thing even better. Dude, I whispered looking at him. Man, that's amazing. Yeah, he grinned and kissed me. I kept kissing Jesse as I fucked Mandy. It was a little awkward having him with his finger and thumb around my penis as I screwed, but it felt good enough that I didn't care. So good, in fact, that it wasn't very long before I gave one last moan of pleasure and pushed deep inside Mandy's vagina, firing yet another load of sperm into her. Pretty cool, huh? Jesse asked me with a grin once I was done coming. Yeah. I pulled out of Mandy and flopped down next to her. The three of us laid on Jesse's bed for a few minutes, just kissing, touching, and making out with each other. It was very sweet and very relaxing. I'd never felt so happy in my life as I was with these two. Eventually, Jesse decided he needed to get off, so he got on top of Mandy. I knew what he wanted me to do, but I decided to do something a little different. I got behind him, my teenage erection poking against his ass, and took his penis in my hand. I rubbed it up and down on Mandy's vagina, almost like a paintbrush, before I finally lined him up for penetration. Then I gave a little push with my hips, pressing against his ass as he slid down into Mandy. Fuck, dude, that was sweet, Jesse said as I moved back in front of him. Glad you liked it, I said, kissing him tenderly. Wait a second, Jesse, don't start fucking yet, said Mandy. She looked at me. Brad, in my purse is my cell phone. Can you get it, please? Sure. I fished around in her purse and found the camera. Cool. Turn on the camera function. Get some pics of Jesse fucking me, okay? Okay. As Jesse began slowly fucking Mandy, I started taking some pics. I got a few of his ass, a few of his penis going into her, and several of her breasts. At one point I handed her the camera so she could get some shots of him on top of her and fucking. Not surprisingly, Jesse liked having a chance to show off for the camera. Plus I'm sure he thought it'd help his reputation if it were known there were some hot pics out there of him fucking a really sexy girl. It wasn't too long before Jesse started to come. I made sure that I got some wonderful pics of the look of total ecstasy on his face as he came inside Mandy's vagina. I pictured his sperm spurting into her and nearly came myself at the image. Once Jesse was done coming, he pulled out and I could a couple shots of his sperm leaking from inside Mandy's vagina. Then I gave him a kiss and the three of us lay back on the bed together. "Gimme the phone," Mandy said after a few moments. I handed it to her. She got off the bed and started taking shots of our nude bodies. Then she said, "Start making out, okay? I want to have something to remember you guys by." "To remember us by?" we both said at the same time. Then just Jesse said, "What, are you leaving or something?" She nodded. "Yeah, my dad has custody of me, and I was just out here for the summer. I'm going back home day after tomorrow." "Oh," I said. "Yeah, so I wanted to get some awesome pics of you guys with me and each other." "If that's cool," she added. Jesse and I looked at each other and shrugged. We wrapped our arms around each other's nude bodies and started kissing. Within a few moments I was laying on top of Jesse and grinding my penis against his as Mandy circled us, taking pictures and talking about how gorgeous and sexy she thought we both were. Looking at Mandy, Jesse said, "You're going to give us copies of these pics, right?" "Of course. Make sure you get some good shots of this," he said as he rolled us over so that I was on my back. Jesse then started kissing a trail down my lean, hairless body until he reached my penis. He jerked me for a few seconds and then lowered his mouth down around it. "Oh God, that's so hot," Mandy said, taking pictures of Jesse blowing me. I grinned at Mandy and ran my fingers through Jesse's blonde hair. "He's really good at it, too." Jesse lifted his mouth up long enough to say, "Yeah, and I hadn't even sucked a guy for the first time until today," then dropped his head back down. "Make him come," Mandy whispered as she watched me get blown. Jesse began trying to do just that, using and improving on some of the techniques he'd used on me in the shower. I tried to hold back as long as I could, but sooner than I liked, I found myself with both hands on the back of Jesse's head, holding him against me as my penis began to spurt in his mouth. Just like in the shower, he swallowed all of it. When I was done coming, Jesse lifted his head, gave my penis one last lick and said, "Tastes like chicken." We all laughed at that, and Mandy said, "Okay, Jesse, that's officially the hottest thing I've ever seen." He sat up and grinned. "Cool. Now that I've done something gay, let me do something straight." "Definitely." Mandy handed me the camera phone and laid back. Jesse got on top and was soon fucking away. I got as many photos as I could, including some wonderful close-ups of his penis going in and out of her vagina. By the time Jesse had come in her a second time, I, of course, was horny again, so I got on top of Mandy and started fucking her as Jesse got a bunch of pics of the action. As I fucked her, I started thinking about all the fun times the three of us had had during the last couple weeks. It sucked she was going to be leaving soon, but at least I'd have good memories. In due course I came inside Mandy. The three of us spent a bit getting our breath back, and then started with the sex again. There were plenty more pics of us making out in various combinations, lots more intercourse photos, and more pics of Jesse blowing me, though this time I didn't come in his mouth. Eventually the fun ended. Mandy copied her pics onto my computer, gave us each one last kiss, and went on her way. As for Jesse and I, we both dressed and spent the rest of the day hanging out at our favorite skate park, just two friends relaxing together. Chapter 4. True to her word, Mandy left for her father's house. The following Monday, Jesse and I started back at school. We went to different schools, which kind of sucked, because I would have liked to spend more time hanging out with him. Oh well. At least I had the photos of us and Mandy on my computer, and you'd better believe I jerked off to them constantly. On Friday after school, Jesse skated over to my place. We'd secured permission from our parents for him to stay the weekend with me, and I was really looking forward to it. Mostly it was because he had become my friend and I wanted to spend time with him, but there was also something else I couldn't ignore. I'd spent lots of time over the last week thinking about Jesse and about what he and I had done together, both with Mandy and without her. I couldn't get past the fact that I had really enjoyed having sex with him. He gave killer head. It was fun to make out with him, and I ever liked it when we jerked each other off. I had started wondering if this all made me gay. I didn't think it did, but I was only 14. What the hell did I know? I had had sex with another guy and really liked it. But I'd also had sex with two different girls and liked that, too, so I wasn't sure what to think. One thing I did know for sure, though, was that if Jesse was interested, I'd certainly want to continue the sex. Gay, straight, or bi, I was, as mentioned, 14, and therefore horny pretty much all the time. Jesse got to my place about a half hour after I got home from school. I met him at the door and let him in. As soon as he was inside, he set down his skateboard and pulled me into a tight, strong hug. "Good to see you again, bro," he said. "You too," I said back, wondering what was next, wanting to kiss him, but not knowing how to ask, and not knowing what to do if, now that Mandy was out of the picture, he wasn't interested in that sort of thing anymore. Without any sort of a kiss, Jesse pulled away. "So let's go play some Call of Duty or something." "Sounds good," I said, feeling a little disappointed. I guess that part of our relationship was over. Once we got up to my bedroom, I booted up the 360 and we lay on my bed together. Soon we were busy shooting at each other, at enemies, and occasionally, at empty boxes, 'cause sometimes you just gotta shoot. At one point I started to get kind of warm, so without really thinking about what I was doing, I sat up and pulled off my shirt, then laid back down. I felt Jesse's eyes on me. "You know, dude, I still think you look pretty hot. I can't believe you've only fucked two girls." I laughed. "Yeah, well, not everyone is as lucky as you, Mr. Four Chicks," I said, elbowing him lightly. "Hey, I'm the stud," he said, grabbing at his crotch. Taking a small chance, I reached out and put my hand over his, saying, "You don't need to tell me." Looking at me a little shyly, Jesse said, "So yeah, you still want to do what we did when Mandy was here?" I shrugged. "Well, do you want to?" He shrugged. "I dunno. I mean, it was fun and all. Felt really good." "Yeah." We looked at each other for a moment and then, slowly, leaned forward and gently kissed. Then we kissed again. Then I found myself twirling tongues with Jesse and completely losing track of what was going on around me. All I knew was I suddenly heard a loud bang come from the TV. "The hell?" I said, turning around. "You bastard. You sniped me. You shot me in the head while we were making out." "All's fair in love and COD, dude," Jesse said with a smirk. "Dick, later," he said, blowing a kiss at me. For the next few hours, we lost ourselves in the game once again, taking a break only to go downstairs and eat when my parents ordered some pizza. Once we were done, we retired back to my bedroom for more gaming. At about midnight, my dad stopped by the room long enough to tell us it was time for bed. Once he was gone, we started to get ready for bed. "I'm sleeping with you, right?" Jesse asked. "Yeah, if you want to. You sleep naked? Usually you?" "Tonight I will," he said with a grin. "Cool," I said, smiling back. The two of us undressed while standing on opposite sides of my bed. Once we were both fully nude, I turned out the light, and we got under the blankets together facing one another. Occasionally our penises would brush against each other. As soon as we were snuggled up and comfortable, I reached out and took Jesse's hand in mine. He gave it a little squeeze. "Brat, yeah, how'd you lose your virginity? To my girlfriend, remember?" "Yeah, but I mean, like, how? By putting my dick into her pussy?" I said. I could picture him rolling his eyes. "I mean, like, what led up to it and stuff." "Oh, well, we'd been dating for like 3 months and we'd spent a lot of time kissing and making out, and one day she let me finger her." "Cool. What was her name?"
"Courtney."
"She your age?"
"Yeah."
"Okay, so how did you end up fucking her?" he asked, kissing my hand. I felt a little shiver of arousal go through my body. "Well, we'd kind of talked about it a little, and after me basically bugging her every day during winter break, she finally said we could do it. So I went and got some condoms and, well, yeah, we fucked."
"So you were her first, too?"
"Yeah.
How was it?"
I shrugged. "I liked it better with Mandy. I only did it a few times with Courtney before we broke up."
"Huh."
He kissed my hand again. "So did you like it better with Courtney, or with me?"
"You,"
said without hesitation.
"Cool."
Jesse gave me a kiss. "So you lost it to your babysitter, huh?" Chuckling a bit, Jesse said.
"Yeah.
How did that happen?" I asked, letting go of his hand and moving my hand down to wrap around his stiff penis, stroking it slowly. Jesse took my penis in his hand and began stroking it while saying, "Well, I was 11 and she was 30. Her name was Julie. She was a friend of my mom's and my parents had asked her to babysit me for a weekend while they were in Vegas."
"Okay.
So I guess she kind of liked boys my age or something. I don't know. but like within a couple hours of my parents being gone, she started to hit on me. It was pretty subtle at first, I guess. I didn't really know what she was doing cause I was only 11. Right. So anyhow, when it came time for bed, she asked if I would sleep with her in my parents' bed. She said she just liked having someone next to her when she slept. You know what a nice guy I am, so I said okay. I didn't have any idea she was going to have me fuck her. So you lost it in your parents' bed, huh? Yeah. It started with her kind of hugging and kissing me, and then she slid her hand down my pajamas. I didn't even know how to jerk off yet, but there she was, showing me how by doing it to me. Eventually she got naked and took off the rest of my clothes. Next thing I knew, she had me on top of her and was guiding me inside. Bet that felt good. Yeah. It was kind of confusing at first because I didn't know really what was going on, but it felt so good I didn't really care. Still masturbating each other, I said to him, "So did you only do it once?" "No, we fucked all weekend." By the time we were done, I knew what was going on, and I felt pretty happy about it all. "Yeah, I bet," I said, laughing a little, and then gave him a kiss. "What about the other girls?" Like I said before, one of them was a girl I was dating when I was 12, and the other was a girl I met at a party last year. Before fucking Mandy, I'd gone like 8 months without sex. Well, aside from the blowjob from that guy. "When was that?" I asked, feeling oddly jealous. "About 3 months ago." "Must have had a big impact," I said, continuing to jerk him while my mind started to try and figure out how to say what I wanted to say. "Yeah, it's why I got really curious about what it was like to suck a guy." "So what's it like?" Jesse shrugged next to me. "It's really different. Kind of cool, though. I like knowing that I'm making you feel good, and it was cool getting you to come." "Really?" "Yeah." After a bit of silently masturbating each other, I said, "Hey, Jesse, you wanna blow me?" Laughing nervously, I said, "Yeah, can I?" "Sure." We pulled our hands away from each other as he rolled onto his back and pulled down the blanket to expose his erect penis. "Make sure you're careful with your teeth." Sitting up a little, I took his penis in my hand. I licked my lips a little, my heart pounding loud in my chest. It wasn't that I was having second thoughts or anything. I knew I wanted to do this. It was more like being scared that I was going to screw it up. Then again, Jesse had given me his first ever blowjob, and he did fine, so I figured I could do at least as well. That in mind, I opened my mouth, lowered it down, and wrapped my lips around my friend's penis. And for the first time in my life, I was giving someone a blowjob instead of getting one. "Oh yeah," Jesse whispered. I felt his fingers stroking my hair. "Yeah, that feels good." Having another boy's penis in my mouth was interesting. It didn't really taste of anything. It was pretty much just the same as, say, kissing his face, but it was also totally different from anything I'd done before. Part of it was knowing that I'd crossed a line I could never uncross. "Wow, that feels so good. Keep going, Brad," whispered Jesse. I felt his hand moving down my body to stroke my erect penis as I blew him. The more I blew Jesse, the more I started to get into it. He was right about what he'd said earlier. It was really cool knowing I was making him feel good. He'd said it was cool making me come, too. I expected I'd find out about that soon enough. "Oh God, dude, you're so good, damn, you're good," Jesse muttered as he kept masturbating me. "You're gonna make me come soon." It crossed my mind at that point that I should have asked Jesse what to expect, since of the two of us, he was the only one who'd had someone come in his mouth. Just as my mind processed that, though, he started to moan softly and pushed deep into my mouth. I felt his penis beginning to pulse as his sperm shot down my throat. I tried to swallow as best as I could, not wanting to choke or anything. When Jesse was done coming, I gave the tip of his penis a little lick and then moved up to lay next to him. "Brad do good?" I asked, resting a hand on his chest. "Brad do great," Jesse said, kissing me. "How do I taste?" I licked my lips a little. "Well, it's real salty, which isn't a big deal, I guess. The texture was real weird, though." "Yeah, that was just what I thought." I grinned. "If it wasn't your cum, I wouldn't have wanted it in my mouth." I wasn't sure what I really meant by that, but it sounded good. "Same for me," Jesse said. "Speaking of which," he dropped his face downward. I rolled onto my back and stared at the ceiling, letting the pleasure of Jesse's mouth carry me to a quick, wonderful orgasm. Once I was done coming, Jesse moved back up to lay next to me. We kissed, said goodnight to each other, and fell asleep in one another's arms, our naked teenage bodies tangled together happily. Over the next couple weeks, my relationship with Jesse got ever stronger and more powerful. We started hooking up after school whenever we could, and we'd have sex each time. It was even pushing things like skating and video games into the back seat. Of course, every weekend, one of us would sleep over at the other's house. Usually we'd have sex as soon as we got to the bedroom, then play some video games, then have more sex, then eat, then more sex and sleep. Once Jesse showed up at my place after dinner, got naked as soon as he was in my bedroom, and neither of us bothered with clothes until about 24 hours later, when he had to leave. The first Saturday in October was something I'd later remember fondly, and remember well, for the rest of my life. It started normally enough. I went over to Jesse's house. His parents were gone for the weekend, so basically I stripped as soon as I got in the front door. We had sex on the couch and then, for some reason, on his parents' bed. Late that night, Jesse and I were in his bed, holding each other and kissing. We hadn't really started in with the sex yet. Mostly we were just talking and enjoying the feeling of being together. "Brad," Jesse said at one point between kisses. "Yeah," he kissed me again. "Thanks for doing all this with me." "You're welcome. Thanks to you too." He smiled the crooked little smile I'd come to like seeing on his sexy face. "I want to try something new tonight, okay?" "Okay, what?" "You'll see. But you trust me, right?" Well, let's see. You're another guy. I'm naked in bed with you. We've jerked each other to orgasm more times than I can count, and I've given you 16 blowjobs, so, yeah, I trust you." Jesse looked at me. 16? You've been counting?" I nodded. "Yeah." He smiled again. "Cool. That's really cool." He kissed me once more. "So what's this you want to try?" I asked him. Taking a deep breath, Jesse said, "I want you to fuck me." "Oh," I thought for a moment. "Really?" "Yeah, like fucking your ass." Jesse laughed. "Well, I don't have a pussy for you to fuck." "Yeah." We kissed for a little longer, and then I said, "Well, we can if you want to, but I don't want to hurt you or anything. I don't think it will hurt, or at least not much. I've been practicing." I didn't want to ask how. Instead, I reached back and squeezed his ass. "Well, if you wanna, we can try it." "Okay." Jesse reached over to his nightstand and opened the drawer. He pulled out a small bottle, opened it, and squirted some fluid into his hand. Then he handed it to me. "Put some of that on your dick. Get it as slick as you can, okay?" "Okay." I squirted some of the fluid into my hand and rubbed it all over my penis, which felt incredibly intense. As I did so, Jesse was getting up onto his knees and reaching between his legs. I could figure out what he was doing. "Okay, you ready?" Jesse asked me, taking the bottle and putting it back on the nightstand. "Yeah, you sure you want to do this?" He looked me right in the eye. "Yes." "Okay." Jesse straddled my waist and took hold of my penis. "Whatever you do, don't like thrust up into me, okay? Let me get you inside at my own pace." "Sure," I said, taking hold of his penis. It was too tempting not to. "Yeah, stroke me a little," he said as he got ready. "That'll help." "Okay," I said, doing as I was told. Jesse lined me up and took a deep breath. Exhaling slowly, he began to lower his body down. It took a couple moments, but soon I felt my penis begin to slide into something very different from a girl's vagina. It was much tighter, for one thing, and it felt even better than it did inside a girl. It took Jesse maybe 2 minutes to fully settle down onto me. But in the end he sat there, a vaguely overwhelmed look on his face, with my penis buried to the hilt in his wonderfully tight ass. "How's it feel?" I asked, continuing to stroke his penis slowly. "Really, really different," he swallowed and looked down at me. "Cool though. You probably better stop jacking me, or I'll come real soon." "Okay. How's it feel for you?" I grinned. "It's all I can do to not fuck the shit out of you." Jesse gave a ragged laugh. "Yeah, cool. Let's see if I can do this." He started to slowly ride me, raising and lowering his tight ass around my hard penis. "Wow, that feels awesome."
"It does."
"Yeah, good." I sat up a little and started to kiss him. Eventually, I pulled his naked body down on top of mine, and we began making out hardcore as, unable to resist the temptation, I started to slowly work my penis back and forth inside him. "Oh God, that feels good," he whispered between kisses. I only nodded in mute agreement and kept fucking him slowly, carefully, wanting it to feel good for him and not to hurt. "You gonna come, son?" Jesse asked after a few more moments of intercourse. "Yeah, probably," I said. In fact, I was trying hard not to come.
"Okay."
Jesse sat up. "Jerk me while you fuck me. Make me come."
"Sure."
I began jerking Jesse as I fucked him, losing myself in the pleasure. I knew it wouldn't be long before I came, and I figured it wouldn't be long for him either. I was proven right after only a minute or so of jerking him when I heard him moan, felt his ass tighten around my penis, and felt his penis begin to kick in my hand, spattering his sperm all over my bare chest. That was more than enough stimulation to make me come inside him a few seconds later. For a few moments after we both came, we said nothing. We just tried to recover, breathing hard with my penis still inside Jesse's ass, and his still in my hand. After a bit, Jesse recovered and said softly, "Brad? Yeah, dude." He leaned down and kissed me. That was the best sex I've ever had. I kissed him back. "Yeah, for me too. Sex with you is always the best," he said, kissing me again. "Better than Mandy? Better than any girl." I hugged Jesse tight, our naked bodies pressed together, and quietly whispered, "Do you think we're gay? You asked me this when you got your dick up my ass?" Jesse asked with a little laugh. "Come on, I'm serious." Jesse looked at me. "I don't know if I'm gay or straight or bi. I just know that I love you and I love having sex with you." "You love me?" I asked, taken aback. "Yeah, like in a boyfriend's kind of way." "Yes." "Oh." I was surprised. I thought Jesse was just fooling around with me. After a few seconds of analyzing my thoughts, I said, "I love you too, Jesse." "You do?" "Yeah." To my surprise, I actually felt a tear drop from Jesse's eye and onto my cheek. In a voice heavy with emotion, he said, "You know, when I first thought about trying stuff with you, it was just because I was curious what sex with a guy would be like, and I thought I could trust you and stuff. I didn't expect this, though." "I didn't either. I never thought I'd do gay stuff ever." Jesse and I hugged again and kissed passionately. "We should probably get cleaned up." "Yeah." He sat up, and my penis dropped from inside him. Then the both of us got out of my bed and went to my bathroom. Jesse asked for a moment alone, and I gave it to him. After hearing the toilet flush and putting two and two together, I figured it was safe to walk in again, and I did, just as he was getting the shower turned on. I came up to kiss him. "Hello, boyfriend." "Hello, boyfriend," he said back and kissed me. "I guess that's what we are now, huh?" "Yeah. At least you're a good boyfriend. I could have done worse." "Probably." "Probably," he echoed. "Behave." He gave me a sweat on the ass. I laughed and got into the shower. He joined me and we cleaned ourselves off, using plenty of soap, especially on my penis. Given where it had been, and the fact that Jesse loved sucking on it, I wanted to make sure it was nice and clean. No sooner were we both clean than we were all over each other. Kissing, hugging, stroking, cuddling as the water splashed down onto our lean, naked teenage bodies. Jesse ran his hand across my mostly bare pubes. "You're gonna have to shave again soon." "Yeah. Don't want you flossing your teeth with my pubic hair." He laughed. "Yeah, that'd suck." "Suck like this?" I asked, dropping to my knees and taking his stiff penis in my mouth. I flashed back to the first time he blew me, in the shower at his place. This wasn't the first time I'd done the same to him, but it always made me remember the first one. "Brad?" Jesse asked after a bit. "Yeah," I said, looking up at him as I kept stroking his penis. "Can I fuck you?" I hesitated for a moment, but given that he'd let me fuck him, there was only one answer I could give. Thankfully, it was the one I wanted to give. "Absolutely." "Cool. Let me get the lube, and I can fuck you in the shower." "Okay." Jesse left, and I stood there under the streaming water, vaguely nervous and very horny. I was going to get fucked. Just a few months ago, at the start of summer, I'd never have thought anything like this would ever happen, but here I was, waiting for my boyfriend, another surprise, to come fuck me in the shower. Jesse came back and kissed me as he got into the shower. "Here's the lube," he said, holding up a small bottle. "Right." I took the bottle and looked at it. "So how do we do this?" "Well, lube yourself up." "I'll lube myself up. You can bend over a little, and I'll go into you." I got some of the lube onto my finger and slowly worked it up into my ass. A little tingle of unexpected pleasure went through me. My penis twitched, and for the first time I began to understand how it might feel good to get fucked. "You ready?" Jesse asked, rubbing the lube all over his erect penis. It never looked so large to me as it did right then. "Yeah, I think so." "Turn around then." I turned around and put my hands on the back wall of the shower. I felt Jesse move behind me, his penis poking against my ass. "Don't worry," he whispered into my ear. "I love you. I'll make it feel as good for you as you did for me." "Okay," I said, taking a deep breath. "Put it in me." Jesse moved his penis around a bit. "Here, right?" "Yeah. Go slow, please." He leaned forward and kissed me on the ear. "I love you," he said again. "I won't hurt you." "Okay. Go ahead." Jesse put his hands on each of my hips and began to push forward. Slowly, smoothly, gently, he started to slide his stiff teenage penis into my virgin ass. It really felt very, very different from anything I'd known before. It wasn't bad, just different. There was a faint twinge of pain, but it wasn't very bad. I figured once he was all the way inside it would be way worse. And, "I'm all the way in you," Jesse whispered. "What? You are?" I reached back and felt his hips pressed firmly against my ass. There was no question of where his penis was. "Oh God, you are inside me." "Yeah." He moved in and out a little. "Feel good?" "Fuck yeah. Good." Jesse reached around and started stroking my penis as he slowly fucked me. And now I knew what the term reach around meant. "Oh God, Jesse, this is amazing." "I know. I'm probably gonna come pretty quick." "Not before me." "Don't worry," he said, stroking me faster. "I'll make us both come." I closed my eyes and tried hard to stay standing and not fold up into a ball of bliss as Jesse fucked me and masturbated me. It was the best, most intense sex I'd ever had in my life. "Ah, ah," Jesse said, fucking and stroking me faster. "I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come in your ass, Brad." "Do it," I whimpered. "Make me come, too." Jesse pushed hard into me, and I felt his penis kicking inside my ass as he sent his sperm on pointless quest to get me pregnant. Seconds later, my own penis began to twitch in Jesse's hand, and now my sperm was trying to fertilize the bathtub. After a few seconds of us trying to get our breath back, Jesse pulled back, sliding his penis out of my slightly sore ass. He then pulled me up into a standing position and kissed me hard on the mouth. "Brad, that was fucking incredible." "Yeah." I kissed him back and then hugged him tight, holding him close to me as the water beat down onto our naked young bodies. Eventually, we got cleaned up and got out of the shower. We then went back to my bed where we fell into each other's arms and slept in warmth, comfort, and love, the happiest boys in the world. The end. Copyright 2025 by Jason Crow. All rights reserved.
You have been listening to an audiobook brought to you by Jason Crow. This story is brought to you free of charge, so if you paid for it, you were ripped off. Sorry about that. If you like this story, go and check out the website jasoncrow.eu for more stories. And while you're there, drop me an email, comment or anything like that to let the authors know you like the story. Or not. Both is fine. But in the end, reading back from you is why we are writing. It's for you, the reader. Or listener in this case, but you know what I mean. Have a great day and hope to see you soon on the jasoncrow.eu website. Take care and stay safe.